So what the heck are we doing?
So this is a mini episode. Say hi everyone to Wikipedia's first mini episode.
Hello.
That's Ariel.
Hello.
Hello.
That's Dustin and that's Nip. All together, we're gonna do an episode on what happens to you when you die. Later in editing, Dustin should do like the boom 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 at that point. So I'll leave a pause.
Boom, boom, boom. What if we're already dead?
Boom, 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 boom.
There are people who think that we live in a simulation. What if we have actually all lived our entire life in the outside world and then we died and we just can't remember because our brain has been turned into soup or something.
I've heard people give pretty strong reasoning on probabilistic simulation.
Yeah,
like we probably are in a simulation.
What's to say we're alive at all? We just think we are.
I just think it's very scary to think of like the idea that you are nothing, and then the universe said, "Okay, these cells from stars came together, and now you're a person that has conscious thought." And then you die, and you turn into nothing again.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's a lot wrong with that. It gives me anxiety.
I mean, what are you going to lose when you die? Born with nothing, you're going to die with nothing. Return to the default state of the universe.
Or all of y'all are NPCs.
True.
Hard to verify.
I like Buddhism, where they think that you have multiple lives. I like that idea.
Yeah, but they're wrong.
At the same time, parallel life?
Again? No. Oh. It's just you're... You die, and when you die, you your existence.
Reincarnation?
Reincarnation. I like the idea of reincarnation.
I mean, I guess they're not... I mean, spiritually, they're wrong. They're wrong, because I'm an atheist, and I don't really believe there's an afterlife, but, after 100 years of being dead, all your constituent parts of your body are gonna melt down back into nature, and then part of you, I suppose, would become part of whatever eats you.
I want to be a jellyfish.
And most of the time you'll be dead.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like you don't have conscious thoughts because you can't, you don't remember what was life like when you were a baby. So you probably don't remember that period. You're just waiting to start up again. It's like whenever you leave the car lights in your car on overnight and then your battery is dead. And then you have to go get some wires, and it's really awkward because you have to ask someone to stop their car and help you, and you have to get the wires out. Can you please jump me? And my car's dead. And they're okay, I guess. And then you turn it on, and you're like, oh, thank you.
What if we made it cool? Don't murder you. What if you made it cool? Like, instead of saying, hey, can you jump my car? Your cars would hook up.
Tinder?
You gotta rizz somebody else's car.
I love that idea. Is that what the afterlife is like? Just rizzing someone else's car?
Just rizzing death?
The thing that horrifies me is that the afterlife is actually just something completely unexpected. All those isekai animes were correct. And now once we die, we're all going to go to another world where it's nothing but anime tropes.
Oh, God. Okay, but my thing is, if you die and you go off to, heaven or whatever, or into another universe, what happens to you after that universe? Why is that universe there? It's continuous, right? If you think Is there? It's probably not if it's
heaven. Because I keep putting off getting into anime, and I feel like eventually I'll regret it.
You should watch Fullmetal
Alchemist. Maybe that's your personal hell. You're trapped in a home, but there's nothing to watch but anime.
Oh my God.
All the animes you'd hate.
It's what is it? It's that one anime. It's like, I can't believe my sister's that cute. That's the only anime in the house.
I don't know anything about anime. Well, I know a few things. And they sound like good things. And Dragon Ball Z. I watched Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z kind of sucks.
Growing up,
I think I've told this story before, but I tried watching Dragon Ball Z and I watched 100 episodes of Dragon Ball Z and only 3 days happened.
That's true. But actually, it was Dragon Ball was the first one.
It was so fucking annoying.
It's kind of a trope now. It's like, you think back, yeah, exactly that. Like, three episodes and like a minute passes in the story.
It's such a, like, that's the difference between like a shonen and a shoujo, like anime.
Mm-hmm.
There's like anime, they market them. A shonen is like something they market for like guys. Think like Naruto, Bleach, Dragon Ball Z. It's made for guys, right?
I had no idea.
Yeah, and then there's shoujo animes, and those ones are made for girls. They're more about like, they're more slice of lifey. They have romance, and they're usually about character development versus like big ass.
Is there ska music?
Usually not in any of these, actually.
Mm, okay.
Mm, yeah.
I got a quick question.
Hmm.
Are we taking applications for like a cult or anything right now? I can't tell.
It's like an anime cult.
Ooh,
just a death cult, live life cult, what you get to do after you die cult, whatever.
There's a lot we could have a soju and shoujo party.
Oh, I love that. Honestly, there's so many shoujo animes I really like. They're the only ones I'll watch.
Wait a minute. That's the guy one?
No, shounen is the guy one.
Shonen, I'm down with the shoujo.
Yeah, shoujo. Yeah, let's go to the shoujo and soju.
But yeah, do you guys, now that we're on the top of cults, do you guys ever wonder that if there is an afterlife, and like you die, you go to heaven, or I don't know, giant spaghetti land. I have no idea.
Yo,
giant
spaghetti land.
And with the way a lot of people in the world are, do you think that they then come up with a new religion?
Hmm.
Ooh, what is like a reverse religion?
What's a reverse religion?
I don't know. Let me think about it for a minute.
Do you guys
call reverse on anything?
Yeah, you can just reverse anything. It's like, oh, we worship life now.
I can't stop thinking about what it would feel like if you jumped into a tub of spaghetti ever since Ariel said.
Probably gross.
Oh my God.
Probably too hot. Like,
well, no, what if it's cold, Kelly?
You get your foot stuck in a meatball.
But you slowly sink into the noodles, right? Because there's so much of it. And how do you get out of it? Because it tingles, right? Maybe this is a good death trap. This is how you murder people. Death by spaghetti.
I don't like thinking about food that's wet that I'm inside of. Dry food's fine.
I think you're onto something though, like a better blanket, like a liquid blanket, just stays warm.
Liquid blanket sounds terrible.
Maybe not all the way liquid,
like a waterbed, but a blanket.
I think waterbeds were a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody figured that out eventually.
Yeah, because they burst.
Yeah.
If you get seasick, do you get seasick on a water bed?
There's so many bad things about it.
My uncle had a water bed when I was growing up.
The noise?
No, I mean, it's just fine.
The temperature? The susceptibility to get punctured?
There's a lot of susceptibility.
But yeah, to get us back on topic, I don't really think anything happens after you die. I think you just... Conscious comes to an end.
What if this is the afterlife?
It's a pretty terrible afterlife. Yeah.
Terrible.
What if we're all just inside some Arizona dude's mushroom trip dream?
I mean, that sounds kind of...
He's our god.
Oh, fuck
our deity?
This is why we would all meld into a cult so fast, because we all immediately wanted to worship this guy.
I'm going to say it's not true because we have no leader.
Oh, God.
That's
what I'm saying. Dustin gave us the idea of someone we could follow, and we all immediately went, oh, cool, let's follow him. We're just waiting to be scooped up into a cult.
We're just waiting for the right one.
Yeah, we're waiting for our leader. I really hope it's AI. I would be very excited to follow up.
I'm depending on it, actually.
There probably is a cult. Worshipping AI.
Man, we should find that. So. If any listeners tuning in and they know about an AI cult, please let us know. We accept messages and DMs.
Our daily services are performed actually at night at 3:31 a.m. Probably on like an NPR affiliate station.
What?
What do you sacrifice to an AI leader, right? Like, because usually, like, you'll do like a pig or something. But would you do
old
like
RAM? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Compute time. I'll write a little program, just carves off a little compute time on your machine. You wouldn't even notice it.
Oh, God. Wow. I love this.
Turns out this religion was actually a sham for people to make Bitcoin.
For nation state hackers.
Wait, what if people who are into Bitcoin are just a part of this cult and we didn't realize it? That's why
they're already a part of a cult. They only have some
side note for. Did you know you could get internet on a boat?
Oh, fuck yeah. Because Star Internet or whatever, right?
The Starlink, yeah.
Yeah.
They got people living on sailboats. With high speed internet.
Okay, back to the waterbed.
No taxes.
Think of how sick you would be.
Well, having a waterbed on a boat?
Yeah. Waterbed on a boat sounds awesome. Does it like level you off?
Yeah, I'm not canceled out.
It's like noise canceling. Wave canceling mattress.
Wave canceling.
It's a self-rocking bed.
Oh man, you really would be going with the flow.
What instead of a water bed, what if you had like a hot tub bed that you just put an inflatable on top of?
All right.
I feel like I would hate that.
It sounds terrible.
Yeah. I already hate having a bed where it's super warm.
Hey, anything you got to climb into or negotiate.
Where is your bed? Is it like on the ground?
Well, I'm taller than some people, but I just kind of like timber tree fall into the bed.
Hmm.
It's not quite on the ground, though.
It makes sense.
All right. How about we go ahead and wrap up this behind the scenes episode with everyone can go around and say, if there's an afterlife, what do you want your afterlife to be?
Well, you are a leader now, so...
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm leading. Look at my fucking awesome leadership skills. Look at that. I'm guiding. Wow, yeah. Are you going to sacrifice... What would you sacrifice to me if I was your cult leader?
All right, that's question 1A or 1B. I don't know.
I feel like there's like four questions.
There's a lot of questions. I'm a bad leader. Okay, but anyway, back to the original question. The afterlife could be anything. What would you want it to be?
I want an infinite fantasy adventure.
What kind of fantasy adventure?
I don't know any kind. I just want to be able to travel around in like a little, like one of those little pilgrim wagons. Just go to a new town. Maybe it's like an old westy town. And the next one, it's like a medieval magic town. I don't know. I just want an adventure.
Sounds pretty
nice.
Be nice.
It's legit. No, that what you said is valid.
I like it.
I like it too. All right, Nip. What about you?
I want to be in an infinite episode of WikiLickers where we do all whatever 1 million pages of wikis. You know, just infinite energy to do WikiLickers forever.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Sacrifice. Energy drinks in a sack to you if you are a leader.
That's a good sacrifice. Are you, Justin?
Yeah. So for me, I want mine to be like straight up Rocky Balboa style montage of me just being awesome or on my way to be awesome in some way, shape, or fashion.
Ooh.
That's not too bad.
I love that. Or is it me? Do I have to answer?
It's all just you.
I just like reincarnation. I like the idea that like if you're really good,
your afterlife is just reincarnation.
Yeah, no, I like the idea of you just like
that was an option.
If I'm just really nice and good this life around, maybe my next life, I'm born to like a billionaire. You know,
be careful what you wish for though, because you'll be a billionaire of something. Weird.
Well, I don't think
like spaghetti pools.
Yeah, spaghetti pools. Murderous spaghetti pools. But I mean, honestly, like,
is there a monster in them?
Why do you always add murder to something?
I think it adds a little bit of spice, you know?
True.
And don't you want a little bit of spice with your spaghetti?
A little bit. Too much is too much.
How do you think the sauce is so red?
I never thought about it.
I never thought about it. Next time you're eating spaghetti, think of those who sacrificed themselves for you to get there. All right, well, this has been Behind the Scenes with Wiki Lickers. Wiki Lickers out. Oh.